Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin's moratorium on a new sulfide mine is one step closer to being repealed. The state assembly voted Thursday to let mining companies dig for copper, gold, silver, and zinc without having to prove that they've done it elsewhere, without causing long-term damage to the environment. The bill's supporters say mining is safer and cleaner now than in 1998 when the moratorium was adopted, but opponents say ending the moratorium would cause more water pollution. Republicans Travis Trennell, Jeff Mersaw, Pat Snyder, and Todd Novak all joined Democrats in voting no. Internet safety was a topic at John Muir Middle School in Wausau Thursday. Attorney General Brad Schimmel joined representatives from Google to teach the students about how to be safe when they use online services. Amber Tillman, program manager at Google, says kids are using the internet more now than ever.
93% of teens use the internet, and 75% of them have a cell phone. So their usage is only getting greater. So it's incredibly important for kids to stay vigilant and be safe online, and just to remember that what you share online can end up saying a lot about you.
Attorney General Schimmel says one of the biggest changes he's seen with internet safety during his time as Attorney General has been the rise of sexting.
We're seeing so many cases where young people are getting into circumstances where they're sharing intimate photos of themselves or sharing information about themselves, and it can cause a lot of trouble, a lot of embarrassment.
The students played interactive games with other staff members from Google, as well as to learn more about how to safely use the internet. Due to a low number of registrations, the winter weather spotter class in Rhinelander, scheduled for Tuesday, November 7th at 6:30 p.m., is canceled. Planners ask that those interested should visit the National Weather Service Green Bay office to view scheduled safety talks. More information available at Oneida County Emergency Management. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg Thursday held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new expansion in Wittenberg. Anthony Picor, senior manager of public relations, explains what is offered at the casino.
We doubled our floor size in a new area. We added a high stakes and non-smoking. There will be 10 electronic table games. That includes roulette and blackjack and Texas Hold'em.
Picor says later this month they'll be opening a three-meal restaurant that seats 84, and an 86-room hotel will be completed in January. The ribbon cutting comes just days after a lawsuit dismissed the casino from the Stockbridge-Munsee tribe. A lawsuit was dismissed by a judge. Picor says at least 80 new jobs have been generated because of the expansion. And a recently released report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows the gap between the well-being of Wisconsin's white and African-American children is the largest in the nation. Tim Morrissey has more.
It says Wisconsin's Hispanic, American Indian, and Hmong children also face significant challenges. The Badger State is home to 143,000 children in immigrant families. Ken Taylor of the group Kids Forward points out that 90% of immigrant children in Wisconsin are U.S. citizens, but more than half their families are financially insecure.
If Wisconsinites really understood the depth and breadth of this challenge, we'd be doing more about it. Job one is to help people understand that A, this exists, B, that there are things that we can do about it, and C, we need everyone to act.
Taylor says the state minimum wage should be increased, that greater investment is needed in public education, and that policies are needed to help support the success of immigrant families. The 2017 Race for Results report is online at aecf.org. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Checking the weekend weather picture. Tonight, snow, low around 29, about 3 inches of snow overnight. Then Saturday, snow ending and then becoming a potential for rain with a high near 37 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures rising to about 40 around midnight. Sunday, showers likely. In the afternoon, cloudy with a high near 43. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the blues. Live from the WXPR studios with Blues Friday, I'm Ken Kroll.